Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is flavor, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The class you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the system with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there all over the world, no matter where you're listening from. I want to welcome you to The Remix tonight, and just want to thank you guys for being in the house tonight. Peace and greetings. Let me go ahead and give out the call-in number. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to come on over and you want to listen in, all you have to do is dial 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's going to be the number to call, and so that you can get into The Remix. If you're calling internationally, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code. And once you dial the U.S. country code, all you have to do is dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked into The Remix, or you can Skype in. So for those of you out there that use Skype, you can always Skype in and come on over, and Skype on in and come on over. I also want to let you guys know that the chat room is open, and so if you want to come on over and join us in chat, there is absolutely nothing more gorgeous, more juicy in the world than being here live in The Remix on a Friday night or a Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And joining The Remix family in chat. So all you have to do is come on over www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and come on in. If you're a guest and this is your very first time joining us here live in The Remix, let me be first, Miss Blue, to tell you welcome, and it's good to have you in the house. All you have to do is click the link at the very bottom. And that link is going to get you signed up, and it's going to get you signed up, and it's going to get you to be able to come on in and join The Remix family. Sign up. Tell us who you are. We welcome the seen and the unseen here. So everyone is welcome to join us here live in The Remix. Peace and greetings to everyone out there. So you guys getting yourself all situated and getting set up to join us for live in the forum tonight. I'm so excited to be here. It's so much going on, so much energy out there on the planet. It is so amazing. We got a super moon. It is the summer solstice. Lots of energy. Babies are being born all over. I woke up and I just seen all the babies all over the planet just coming into the world like in droves. Of babies being born, and some just at this point being conceived all over the planet. So lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of energy out there for everyone out there, and it's just so good to be able to come here and connect on Friday night right here live in Remix. I also want to talk about our international listeners who's out there listening. It's always great to have you guys on board. I know it is a challenge to get yourself up early in the morning. We're live in the remix tonight, you guys. I'm just so glad for everybody who made this divine appointment with me tonight here, the whole Remix family. I know Sister Manya is here. I know Esther is here. And I know the whole Remix family is here. Tonight we're going to be talking about entering the Holy Grail of love, because we are truly, truly crossing over into that energy. You know, if you guys didn't catch last week's show, last week's Sunday night, very, very powerful show. Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience was here live in the remix. He also does the soul alignment reading, was really sort of giving us an update about what's going on. And we talked about this triad that's coming up. And so we're going to be talking about how this energy, this alignment, and how we have been sending out our electromagnetic fields of thoughts and emotions and feelings, and how this is impacting things on a planetary alignment, and how it's impacting things all over the world. And tonight, what's going to be really, really great, some of you guys gave me some beautiful, loving confirmation, and I'm going to be talking about that confirmation that you guys have given to me tonight as well. So the grand trying is a triad is happening. And, you know, this is very, very powerful. I want to make sure that you guys can hear me okay. Let me make sure I get everything situated here so I am loud and clear. Lots of energy out there on the planet, and I know you guys can feel it because I can feel it too. Let's go over the international shout-out tonight. Okay, of course, we have the UK in the house, Canada's in the house, Germany, Australia, Barbados, Jamaica, the Bahamas is in the house. Trinidad and Tobago is in the house. Aruba is joining us in the house tonight. Indonesia is here. Spain is in the house. Bangladesh is in the house. We also have the Cayman Islands is here. Malaysia, South Korea. We also have Egypt in the house. Argentina, Italy, Japan, and China joining us here live in the remix. So I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you guys out there. And thank you guys so much for joining me here live in the remix. We're going to have a lot of fun here tonight. I want to talk to you guys. We're going to probably do some readings tonight. And so, we're going to do some good stuff. As always, here live in the remix, definitely before we dance, we're going to be doing that. Let's see. Can you guys hear me loud and clear? Put a heart in the chat room if you can hear me loud and clear. I want to make sure that you guys can hear me nice and clear. Yep, loud and clear on you guys' end. Loud and clear. All right, beautiful, beautiful. All right. Well, I'll try to hold this energy steady. It's a whole lot going on over here. I can just kind of attest to that, and so I'm just getting some reports of some of the sound kind of going a little in and out, so we want to make sure that everything is loud and clear. All right, you guys, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and it is it's so good to be here tonight on Friday night. Can you believe it is the summer solstice already? It seems like last year we were talking about this time, and we were talking about this time, and this time was coming so fast. You know, time is moving so fast. I remember several years back, Brother Bobby Hemmett spoke about it on the remix about how we would be moving through time so fast. And much love to him and Linda, Brother Bobby Hemmett and Linda, always sending them love and light because they definitely send it back our way. But how time is just moving so fast. And know that time is going to continue to move fast here are some things that I want to talk about, some of the things in the news and why this is going to be important for us, particularly us magic makers, those of us who are a part of the collective consciousness, because we're the ones that's moving the energy on the planet. And I can't say enough, if you didn't go back and hear that show on Sunday night with Brother Bilal and myself, it is a definitely download for the archive. So I want you guys to go back and definitely download that show. But I want to talk about some of the things in the news, because lots of different channels have been coming in. And a lot of them I know, as a lot of you who get certain channels, because we get channels every single day, right? But some of the channels are just going to be those things for you on your personal path. And I get a lot of those too. Some I'm going to be sharing with you guys because you're a big part of it. So tonight, as we get ready to enter this holy grail of love, we're going to be talking about some of those channels that I got. But I want to kind of put this out there to all of you out there. You'll hear a lot of things in the news, particularly the story that's going on for Paula Deen. You guys are familiar with Paula Deen, the Southern cook, that maybe some of you who like to explore your culinary arts, culinary skills, you even followed some of her recipes and, you know, just watched her. I know I certainly have watched her on the Food Network and watched some of those things that she's done. And recently hear about all of the things that she's been doing and how now she's been fired from the Food Network, from her job. She's lost her job. Because of this, because of using the word nigger and degrading people working for her and just all kinds of things are going on. Well, I want you to understand that when things like this come to the surface, this isn't anything new, okay? The same people who knew what Paula Deen was doing now knew she was doing it before. Is that safe to say? Come on, magic makers. I need you guys to work with me here. So we have to be smarter than, you know, as my daddy would say, I'm not the sharpest pencil in the box, but I am in the box. So let's make sure that we are using our spiritual eyes and our magic when we're looking at these things that play themselves out on a large scale. So all of this stuff that's going on with Paula Deen, she is the same Paula Deen she was 10, 15 years ago. She's the same Paula Deen. She hasn't changed. If you were to go back and probably interview some of her friends and people who know her, they're not shocked at all. You see, the world is shocked, but the people who were around her is not shocked. So you ask yourself, why is it important for this to come out at this particular time? So I want you guys to know that it's a big ritual that's coming up that has been channeled, a very big ritual. This ritual is going to be very, very big, and it's going to pull on something that I have been talking about since I can remember talking about, okay? But this is the setup for the ritual. So first we have Paula Deen. And these accusations going on with Paula Deen are losing her job, right? Next thing you know, something else starts to come back up in the media that, hell, I don't think anybody has thought about maybe in the last decade. That's O.J. Simpson. So you have somebody like Katie Couric, who is now the modern-day Barbara Walters of doing news, cutting-edge news, and interviewing stories and interviewing people that is very impactful for the current times that we're living in. And one of her recent stories she decided to go back and reexamine was the O.J. Simpson case. One of the biggest cases of our century. I want you magic makers to open your fucking eyes, okay? Not your physical eyes, but your third eye. So she goes back, and she does this story on O.J. Simpson, one of the biggest cases of the century. Now, this is a channel that I've been working on along with a lot of the brothers and sisters who helped me behind the scenes, that we really kind of bounce our different channels off of and we talk about. But I want you to understand that this is the big setup. So if we were to look and we were to take into account the things that are going on now, what is the biggest case of the century of the Nagas? Because we're talking about the walking gods and goddesses on the planet at this time. And at this particular time, I don't want you to be fooled, anyone who decides they're part of this Naga tribe is a part of it. But this is a part of the conscious collective. This is about the spiritual DNA coming back online. This is the big setup. You know, the aftermath of the O.J. Simpson case. The aftermath of the O.J. Simpson case. I want you to think about that. And some of you are on it. Love you, magic makers, in the chat room. It is the big setup for what is to come. So I want you guys to be in the position of being proactive and not reactive. So here we are now, the Trayvon Martin case, right? This is our biggest case in this century. This is a very big setup because now what they're pulling on is one of those missing books. Memory. So they take you back to stories like O.J. Simpson. They want to remind you how O.J. was not acquitted. They want to remind you, regardless of what you felt about the trial, they want to remind you of what happened. They bring you Paula Deen. Because now they're starting to pull on this energy again. They're bringing these things up so that they can have you here. And this is what they want you to do. They want you to focus on things that people would focus on. One black woman, one Mexican woman. They got all women in the jury. They want you to focus on all of that. That's what they want. They want you to focus on the fact that there's white people. They want you to get so caught up in all of that, that exactly, that you miss the ritual, that you miss it. I want you to understand that the big setup is coming. And despite where you are in the world, we all know that this case with Trayvon Martin touched all of us in our hearts. It was one of those things that superseded anything beyond race, beyond demographics, beyond age. So I want you to think about this. What happens if Zimmerman is found innocent? What will happen? They already know what your reaction is going to be because this energy is all about emotion, and that's what they need to get from you. That's what they need to feed from. They want your emotions. They want you to react. They want you to do this shit so big. They want you to do this bigger than Rodney King, than O.J. They want you, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Oh, they want you. They want you to get it in so that all of that energy can be taken. Understand that as those of us who really consider ourselves to be a part of that collective consciousness and to really be able to look at things through a spiritual perspective, I want you guys to just keep your eyes open. You know how they say, you can't see the forest for looking at the trees? So, we will be examining this as it continues to go on. But I wanted to go ahead and give you guys some news about things to come. Keep that in mind. So tonight, entering the Holy Grail of love. The Holy Grail of love is what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to lift up the energy. We're going to raise the roof. We're going to do all of that. We're going to do all of that tonight, and we're going to open up the lines and do some readings. I have some more announcements that we're going to be making. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue and then get ready to dance, okay? So welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm so glad to be here with you guys. No place in the world I'd rather be than right here with you guys in the remix.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Yes, yes, yes. I got a funny story to tell you guys about Baby Blue in a minute. Yeah, but first, I want us to get up and move around. So I want you guys to go ahead and get up. And I want you to get up. I want you to get up. Yes, I do. I want you to get up. And so that we can move around. Okay?
Okay, now look here. I'm going to put it where. And just keep it there. Let me know when we got a track. Just speed.
I want.
Oh, peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And so good to be here with you guys live in The Remix on Friday night, June 21st, 2013, the summer solstice. And just so many beautiful things happening out there. I want to talk to you guys about something because, you know, I'm always very, very open and honest about things going on in my personal life and things going on with me. And so some of you may know this and some of you may not. The first thing that I want to tell you guys is, one second, you guys, I'm trying to put some things together here. The board's kind of going a little crazy back here. Okay, so the first thing I want to let you guys know is that I'm going to start teaching, sharing, giving how to do readings. I guess that's the way I want to say it, but more than that, I'm going to be teaching how to read energy, which is actually greater than readings, and really, really doing it in a very intensive way, but really sharing these things that were passed down to me that I use in oracle readings and all of the readings that I do. I'm going to be doing this. And I'm looking for individuals who are serious and know that this is about their life work, because we need more readers out here. So on one hand, we can say, yes, everyone can be a reader, and we all can do this. But that may not be what your life's work is. It may not be a part of your divine blueprint. That may not be what you want to focus your energy on. There was a friend of mine who told me this, who's actually a millionaire. He might be a billionaire now, but he's a millionaire at the time. And that is, and he got it from someone else, and I don't remember. He said to me, you know, millionaires don't have what we call readers or psychics, but billionaires do. They do. And the reason I say that is because this modality that some of us think is special really is being used more than we know as everyday people. I certainly have been called upon to do a lot of different things in a whole lot of different arenas, and often find myself saying, how did you hear about me? Who told you? You know, and so we need more people, and I know you guys are out there. I know that there's a very large number of soul groups out there that are here to have this guidance. I certainly wished that while I was in college, you know, while I was growing up, while I was young, that I really had a place like The Remix or somewhere to go. And I'm looking for those who are serious and know that this is their work. So I'm just kind of putting feelers out there. And I got an email from a young sister who I did a reading from a while back, and Sister Manya May can give me her name. And she sort of kind of brought confirmation to this. And she asked, would I be teaching this, you know, would I be teaching this? But I'm really going to get into those modalities of things that, you know, I don't even want to say, but I'm going to give all I got. And let me tell you guys some other things that are going on. So that's one. I want you guys to understand that I am looking for those. And her name is Amelia. Amira. Amila. Okay. So now, those of you, some of you may know this. Thank you, Sister Manya, and some of you may not. But this week, I had to cancel some of my readings. And you guys know I've been doing a lot of traveling. I push my physical and mental body to level sometimes that I know is not good for me. I do that. I think we all do. But this week, I had to go to the emergency room. And so I had to kind of shut everything down, and I had to go to the emergency room. And when I went, I drove myself there, because, I mean, it's me and Baby Blue here. So I drove myself there. I said, yeah, I can drive myself there. I went, and I got seen. Pretty quickly, considering the ER was packed. And when I got there, I thought, wow, do I even want to be here? But while I was sitting there, I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about this so you can understand. And so those of you who had readings this week and I had to reschedule, this was the reason why. While I was there in the ER, it was crazy. Because I started seeing people's auras all over the place, and I started hearing their thoughts, and I could hear their thoughts very, very loud. In fact, me and the doctor had a quite interesting conversation about his father who passed on. And me and a little baby had a beautiful conversation while we were in the ER. And he was sitting in front of me with his mother and his father. And, you know, here I am back, sitting back behind there, sitting like kind of directly, and it's kind of in close proximity. So, you know, when you're in the ER, everybody's electromagnetic field is bumping into everybody's field. Everybody is intertwined. And all of a sudden, the baby crawls up, and he says, hey, I know you. You're Miss Blue. And I look. And I said, oh, my gosh, I must be hallucinating. And the baby just keeps talking. He says, yeah, you're Miss Blue. And he starts talking to me, and me and him are talking. And we're just kind of going back and forth and really just having a beautiful conversation. And I'm, you know, I'm kind of in and out a little bit, but I'm there. And as I'm sitting there and I'm waiting for the triage nurse to call me back again, they sat me down and they were trying to take my vitals. And I know it's a lot of nurses out there. I'm a holistic practitioner. I had already kind of did a body scan on me. And that's one of the things that I will always be honest with you guys. I'm not against traditional medicine at all. I think it has its place and in some cases very useful and very helpful. So never have been against it, but definitely about being more proactive than reactive. I knew that I was anytime, and Sister Manya can tell you this, she's someone who works with me day to day and close by, that anytime I'm about to, and I guess for lack of a better word, go to the next level, I have sort of these transformational points. And people who know me know that I go through these different transformational points. This one has been a long time coming, I'll say, for me. Others may see it as pretty quick. I think it's been a long time coming. And so and as I'm sitting down in the chair, they're trying to take my blood pressure. We go through three blood pressure machines. The first one, no read. They figure maybe something's wrong with it. They pull another one in, absolutely no read. Then some error code comes up, and the nurse and the doctor assistant is like, we've never seen that code. So they're like, so the doctor assistant tells the triage nurse, well, you're probably going to have to go ahead and take her, take it manually because it doesn't work. And I hear, not to mention, the whole time I'm sitting there, the nurse was thinking about going to dinner, and I can hear her thoughts. And then I heard her say, I hope I don't have to take this manually because I'm not good at it, and I never have been. And I, you know, and all she's thinking about is dinner. All she's thinking about is eating. And finally, they go get the third one. It comes in, and they finally get a read, or something they consider to be a read on my blood pressure. So immediately at that point, they went ahead and put me in a room. I'm sitting in the room, and all of a sudden, this tall man, short, grayish, blonde hair, walks in the room, and he starts to talk to me about his son. And he starts to tell me things about him and his son. Okay. So, turns out, long story short, I'm not going to go into all of this, but I want you guys to just kind of see this progression here. But anyway, long story short, it was the doctor's father who had passed away. And he told me some very, very direct things to tell his son, which I have sort of this agreement with spirit, and that is when I'm out in public or with them on my personal time, don't bother me. And very, very few times, I can probably count on my hand when spirit has bothered me during my personal time. But you guys have heard me say this. I'll say to spirit, don't fuck with me. Please don't come. I'm with my family. Don't do it. Unless it's a life or death situation, don't come to me. Find another way to get the message to the person. And they respect that. They honor that. They will respect it. And nor do I want to be some freak walking around up to people telling them all kinds of crazy things. And really, that's a lot of hokumology. So I don't like to do that. But this particular guy is talking to me. And he's telling me some things and how proud he is of his son and about this special fishing pole that he gave his son. And he said, once you say the fishing pole to him, then my son is going to know you're the truth, because that is the one thing with him that is between me and him, and no one knows. And it happened sort of when he was making his transition, and his son has always held that as just his confirmation of his father being very proud of him, you know, going to medical school and becoming a doctor, because this is what he loves so much and wanted to do. So the doctor comes in, and he's going over everything with me, and he's talking to me, and all of a sudden, I say to him, your father is very proud of you. And he smiles and he says, yeah. And he continues on his work. And I said, and he's really, really glad that you have that fishing pole. And as soon as I said that, because he was writing some things down, he stopped and he looked at me. And he said, okay. He said, so I know what's going on here. And I said, good. And he says, yes, I understand. And he tries to gain his composure, but I can see in his face, his eyes got a little teary, and he was about to break down. So at first, you know, because I'm kind of in and out, I'm thinking, are you breaking down because of me? Are you breaking down because of what I told you? You know, what's going on? But it was really just about that connection and that confirmation he needed from his father. And so he looks at me and he says, here's what's going on with you. He said, and we really don't have any medicine to give you, truth be told. Now, since when you've been to the doctor and they don't want to give you medicine? But he said, it's really more viral, and you're going to have to let your body work through it, which these are things I told him prior that I believed it was, but I wanted to come and double check. We all need confirmation. Don't ever be afraid to get confirmation. That's what the readings are for. That's what the work is about. That's why you work with your cards. That's why you do all of these things, is so that you can get that confirmation. And so I confirmed to him what I thought was wrong, and he said, yes, that's exactly what was wrong. And he said, you know what? I don't even want to know how you know that, but I know you know that. And as I was leaving, he stopped me, tapped me on the shoulder, and went to shake my hand, but he gave me a hug and said, thank you so much. I needed to hear from my father. And then he put me on bed rest and told me absolutely no talking for the next 4 to 5 days. And, of course, I'm Miss Blue, so I'm not listening. I'm talking. I'm talking. I'm not listening. I'm not listening whatsoever. But a lot of different things. You know, so what I want you guys to know is that we are gaining more access to other dimensions. You know, I've been sort of kind of going through this transformation all week and didn't know if I was going to do a show or not. So now I didn't have a clue whether I was going to be able to do a show. Like, that was, like, off of my radar. I wasn't even thinking about it at the particular time. But here's one of the things that I know. I know that there are certain things that is in my divine blueprint. That's a part of me, who I am, the work I came back to do. But I also know that I'm not free falling. And just because something is your birthright, you have to know that nobody don't owe you shit. Now, I don't know why that came to me so profound, but that message became so clear. No one doesn't owe you anything. Absolutely nothing. Not your mother, not your father, not your boyfriend. You didn't put all this energy and thought and love into, that you done did all kind of freaky shit and got up on the ceiling fans for, done did flips and trips for. They don't owe you anything. Not your girlfriend that you done brought some little shady necklace for, that you done paid to get a damn hair done twice, you know, that you done went out and bought our kids some shoes, or you done went and, you know, cooked dinner for. Nobody don't owe you shit. They don't owe you that. In a past life, I know that the soul group I'm speaking to, that most of us were kings and queens. And most of us come back, and particularly those of us who've come back who are highly melanated people, we kind of come back like, where's my shit? Y'all stole all my shit. Where is it? Give it back to me. You over there, you took that. That belongs to us. Give it back to me. And even though it may be our birthright, nobody doesn't owe you shit. You have to put in the work. So everyone talks about inner work, because at the end of the day, Kim business, okay, Kim moment, that's all we're doing, is you're working for yourself. You're doing your inner work. That's the only way through this shit. But there comes a place that many of us don't like to go. And I'll be the first to tell you, Miss Blue, I had some challenges with this in the beginning, but I have learned. As Stephanie Mills says, to respect the power of love, I have learned to respect this place. In fact, I look for this place. It's a place that is so loving. It humbles you to the utmost. It brings you so much joy, peace, love, happiness. And that is, once we learn some shit, we feel like we become king or we become queen. We don't want to go back down to the place of the new beginner again. You know, it's kind of like going to college. And that first year, all of you who've been through this passageway, I can tell you, that first year when you're a freshman, I don't know if you're so worried about not passing your classes or your ass is just worried about that, you're just worrying about that classmanship to change so that you can let somebody know, look, I'm here for real. I'm here for real. I'm not a freshman. You know, I remember when I was in college, I couldn't wait to tell, wait a minute, excuse me. Oh, no, I am not a freshman, okay? You talking to me like you think I'm a freshman. I'm not a freshman. You know, I even hear people in high school do it. Baby Blue gets mad now because she's a junior, and people say, excuse me, are you a freshman? Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not no freshman, you see, because we know what that means. We know when you're a freshman. We know how freshmen act, we think. We know what they do. We know how they look. Hell, it was people just who, they know how to pick out freshmen. You know, I got to the point where I could see, oh, no need to go over there because those are the freshmen. You know, you can look at how they're acting. They're the freshmen, you know. We're the upperclassmen. We're going to leave the freshmen be. When you're out on the yard, you can always see freshmen doing what damn freshmen do. You know, because rest assured, freshmen is going to eventually do some freshman shit. Excuse me. So, same thing. This is a place nobody wants to come. But it's actually one of the most powerful positions. And so now I look to be the freshman. I look to go back to that place where I can be the new beginner, when I can be the person to say, you know what? I don't know this yet. I'm working my way through. I'm figuring it out. I'm working. I'm in the mystery. I'm walking in it. I'm talking in it. I'm right here in the midst of it. So this is also one of the reasons, because of this transformation, that I've decided to be the freshman. And because of that, as of the end of this year, once I get to the end of December, I am no longer taking requests for any more readings. Because it is time for me to become the freshman. So, it doesn't mean I may never do readings again. But as of December, the end of this year, no more readings from Miss Blue. So I don't know if I'm still live on the air because it's like the whole, everything just went silent. Like nobody's chatting, nobody's moving. Everybody, yes, Esther, check with them. Are they still here? Y'all still around? Okay. Well, good. So this is one of the reasons why I want to pass on these things. I have so much in me that spirit is moving through me, and my work is moving more face to face. And it's time. I had anyone who knows me, who's worked close with me, know that I have a very big vision for the remix that was given to me. And with everything in me, I'm going to fulfill this vision as I feel divinely faced with. And I want to do more face-to-face. And so it is time to really just, you know, open this up, pass on. Spirit has really been putting it into me. I've met some amazing sisters, some amazing brothers around the world who really know that this is their work as well, too. I really want to start teaching those classes. So if you guys are interested in classes of learning how to read energy, because this is going to be greater than just flipping some cards and just telling someone some things. This is really about the craft of oracle readings and really understanding it from a quantum physic reality. The remix is growing. We're at over 2 million and going strong. Every single day I get pulled on from different countries and different places offering me invitations to come and to do some work in person. Some of this work that I'm able to do, and I have so much inside of me that I could not share it across the airways. Could not. They would literally shut this shit down for real. So it has to be done face to face. And we're moving into this time that this is really about team builders. And that's what we need. We need to build remix teams. So no matter what part of the country, no matter what part of the world that you're living in, if someone needs a reading, if someone needs someone to go to, if someone needs something, these different modalities will be there. I want to tell you guys about something and how spirit, just when you're in that place of stillness, and we talked about this a lot, when you are to do nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I laid in the bed, complete silence, did some black room meditation, black room therapy, to move energy. Because anytime you read energy, anytime I'm reading you guys' energy, I'm moving energy. And so after doing that for a couple of days, being in complete silence, I decided to cut on Netflix. I hear Brother Bilal's voice in the background laughing. But I decided to cut on Netflix. And all of a sudden, it pops up on the screen immediately. Vidal Sassoon. Now, let me tell you guys a little bit. I'm a 60s baby. So me and Vidal Sassoon go way back. Vidal Sassoon, you guys know the commercial, because if you don't look good, we don't look good. And I remember being a very, very young girl and being very fascinated with Vidal Sassoon. Loved it. Loved the commercial. Even the products, and I remember my mother telling me, you know, for a long time, Vidal Sassoon didn't really make products that were, quote unquote, for ethnic hair. But I love Vidal Sassoon. It was something about this man that really connected me. I never explored it. other than the fact that, you know, our rational mind always gives you away as you're growing up. I thought maybe his commercial jingle was catchy, and that's what I loved about it. But as I was sitting there, I've seen the documentary on Netflix, and I would encourage any of you to watch it, about Vidal Sassoon. Let me tell you about Vidal Sassoon's story. He was a Jew. That's one thing. So he grew up in the 1960s. He grew up in the 1920s. And what was interesting is that it was him and his brother. I'm going to go into the story. I'm going to go in pretty quickly because I just wanted to share some things with you guys here. And I don't want to become too long-winded here. But Vidal Sassoon's story is one very incredible story. And a lot of you can see yourself in Vidal Sassoon. But I want to talk about that because that's going to take us into entering the Holy Grail, the true Holy Grail. Vidal Sassoon grew up in Europe. He was a Jew. Once his family sort of moved to Europe, his mother, it was just his mother and him and his brother, his father had walked away and left the family. Huh. And so his mother couldn't, she ended up losing her job. She couldn't take care of her kids. She couldn't take care of her children. So she went to this orphanage and begged them to take the two boys. She begged them to take her children into an orphanage. And I don't care what kind of times we're in, as a mother, that had to be very, very difficult to do. But she knew her children. She needed to find a way to offer them a better life. So Vidal Sassoon stayed in the orphanage, I think, until he was five, until he was about 11 years old. And they would allow him to go see his mother only once a month. And his heart yearned for his mother. There's no love like a mother's love. There's no love like a father's love. There is no love to our children. So if you're a father or mother out there, know that your children cannot experience no love than us as parents that we can give them. But he yearned for their love, particularly, of course, his mother, because his mother was closest to them. So one day he decided to run away from the orphanage. And he kind of knew the area where his father stayed in, so he ran away to his father's house. So imagine this young kid. He runs away from the orphanage. He feels like he's finally free. And he's connecting with his dad. His dad snatched his little ass and took him right back to the orphanage. It's not funny, but that's what his dad did. And he was devastated. He was truly, truly devastated. His father brought him right back to authorities and say, hey, check this out. This is little Vidal, and his ass ran away. And y'all need to take him back. His father was on a whole nother mission. Unfortunately, how some of our fathers are today. He said at that point, the ties were severed with his family, with his father, not his family, his father. So the ties were severed with his family. And he never seen his father again, never connected with his father after that particular point, but he went back into the orphanage. Then one day, when he got out of the orphanage, his mother had remarried, and his mother came back for him. This is why every child yearns for a parent to come back for them, to look for them, to search for them. So he ends up, his father ends up, not his father, his mother ends up taking him, and his mother tells him one day, listen, I had a premonition. I had a dream. And he said, what's the dream? And he said that you're going to be a hairdresser. So Fidel starts laughing because he's thinking, I don't want to be no hairdresser. He kind of was like a little thug. He was like a thug kid. He was a street kid. He was kind of like a thug kid. He was like, I don't want to be no hairdresser. Are you crazy? So his mother said, no, I had a premonition. You're going to be a hairdresser. So she went to the best school that was available. I believe it was in Paris at the time. And when she got to the school, the hairstyling school, she met with the owner, and she said to him, I want my son to come here. And he said, guess what? He said, it's going to cost about 100, whatever the money was, 100 whatever euros. I don't know what it was called at that time or whatever they called it. But his mother didn't have the money. So Vidal got happy because he said, good. That kind of freed him up and made him feel like, guess what? I don't have to worry about this. I don't have to worry about this because I know my mother don't have no money. So therefore, this whole crazy-ass dream about me being the hairdresser is getting ready to get It's getting ready to get shot because my mother does not have any money. But he was so polite and so well-mannered. He opened the door for his mother, and he let his mother walk through first, that the owner was so impressed that he told him, check it out. He can start. I'll teach him. He can start, and I'll teach him. No cost. Absolutely no cost. Just have him come. Show up Monday. Well, he trained under him for quite a while as an apprentice. And he trained under him as an apprentice. I apologize, you guys, just some distractions here. We'll get rid of it in just a second. So he trained as an apprentice for quite a while. And then after he trained under him as an apprentice, I mean, he did a lot of things. He ended up going to Israel when Israel became a state, fighting in the wars against the Nazi and communism. I mean, he did all kinds of things. Like I said, he was kind of like a thug. He was really, really like a thug. That was sort of the main thing. Is that he was really kind of like a street kid. So once he got out of that school, he wanted to kind of open up his own business, and he wanted to do cutting hair. But his main thing was that that he really wanted to be an architect. He really was into sculptures and buildings and sacred geometry. He used to have dreams about it, and really kind of all of these are the things that he really wanted to focus on, and he wanted to get into this. And so this was a part of his past life. I could see it because I ended up doing a reading on Vidal Sassoon, and in a past life, he was a builder. And so he was one of these early modern-day builders, and this is why he loved it so much. He was an architect by his past life trade. But in this life, his mother had seen this vision for him that his work in this life, that he would sort of be doing the same thing, but his work would have evolved himself and he would go into being a hairdresser. So Vidal Sassoon wants to get into this other hair school. he gets there. Now, people have, like, the little buzzword out there. They're like, beat out Sassoon, beat out Sassoon. You know, he's supposed to be this, he's supposed to be this. And he wants to get into this school because he feels like if I can get these credentials, then they'll let me do what I want to do. If I could just get these credentials. Because he felt like he didn't have enough credentials, even though he worked under this master guy who was excellent about doing women's hair. He had a completely new vision that was outside of anything that the planet had seen in this early century, okay, before. And he wanted to take it back to some of these ancient ways of doing things, but he knew that he needed some more credentials to do it. So getting into this school and getting accepted into this school would give him that credential. Well, when he went there, brought his little portfolio, told him about what he wanted to do, told him his passion, his love, his drive. They pretty much slammed the door in his face and told him he couldn't get into the school. Guess why they told him he couldn't get into the school? This is going to be so funny. It had absolutely nothing to do with hair and how capable he was of learning and doing hair, because they said he couldn't speak proper English because the school was in England. Now, imagine being told, we can, that you do not speak your own language well enough for your ass to learn in a school. So most people at that point would have said, what the hell? Forget this. This ain't got nothing to do with hair. And guess what? This ain't got nothing to do with hair. And I'm not getting into that because y'all trying to take me somewhere I don't want to go. But he didn't. He didn't give it up. He didn't just throw it all away. He went to a grooming school who groomed actors and different people who were in the limelight. And he went to her to get vocal lessons so he could learn how to speak English, pronunciate his word, something I always get. But I know I'm not from any of these planets, so I really can't speak any of these languages down here. And believe you me, I've tried them all, Spanish, French, German, Dutch. We won't even go into it. But anyway, so Vidal Sassoon went to this woman, and she listened to him. She said, oh, hell no. Oh, I can't work with you. And besides, I only work with actors. You're a damn hairdresser. I can't work with you. She said, but there is a place I want you to be every night. And if you show up there on Wednesday night, then I will help you. So she told him to go there. And this is kind of where they put all the people that they knew were throwaways, you know, that they knew wasn't going to be anything or do anything. They kind of put them in there. And so he ended up going to this place. And when he got there, the woman put him up on stage. And for 2 years, he took classes in learning how to speak, learning how to project his voice, learning how to pronunciate his words, learning how to perform. But it was one of the things that was interesting. Yes, Esther, he went into the role of the new beginner. He humbled himself, because he knew that what he was trying to build was a craft. Was a craft. You see, life was setting him up for a bigger stage. And too many times we take these things that we have, some of them we call our gifts, talents, but many of us do not tap into our craft. And he knew that life was setting him up for a bigger stage because he was going to have to move and bob, move and bob. And that's what he got known for, bob. You have to learn how to trust your life's journey. And this is what Vidal Sassoon did. Now, after that, a couple of events came. His life journey became bobbing and weaving, bobbing and weaving. When you're bobbing and weaving, you're constantly moving, but you're in the same spot, but you're weaving and bobbing. He was perfecting his craft. He was fighting. And so tonight, I'll tell you guys, for one of the first times for me, I knew I needed to be here. I could have very easily said, no show tonight, I'm not feeling well. No show tonight, I'm going to get rest. But don't nobody owe me nothing. And as always, when I'm doing a show, I always know that first is for me. I'm always talking to me. When I'm doing readings, I'm always talking to me first. So he was in the fight for himself. Now, interesting enough, let me tell you, once he got out of there, he opened up a little studio that was about 700 feet. And I don't know if you guys know about how big 700 feet is, but it's like a small one-bedroom, not even one-bedroom, efficiency apartment, 700 feet. He opened up in a salon. This is how his past life started to come online for him. He opened up a salon, but he knew that he was doing more than cutting up, cutting hair. That's not what he was about. He knew he was more than a hairstylist. He knew that this would become his craft. And see, when you incorporate something into your craft, that encompasses everything. You understand? Everything the craft can be found in. The craft stays with you. It's not just there, lights, camera, action. And then you go back to being full of shit after the lights go off. You see, your craft is, I can talk to someone who don't even know you, and part of your craft will come out. I can run into you on a day when you don't expect me to run into you, and your craft will still be there. This is about you perfecting the craft, you see. So he had a very interesting way because his past life started to come online and it gets activated through many different things. Vidal Sassoon's past life got activated, and one of his parts of his activation, as it is with many of us, and this is set up by our sort of our hieroglyphic blueprint design, which I'll tell you more about that another time, is through our parents. So when he severed that tie with his father and that cord was ripped, one of his past life traumas came online, and that activated the architect in him. That activated him back into that past life because there was a strong connection where his father and him were brothers in a past life. And his father also betrayed him in a past life. So a lot of our past life fears, phobias, things that we encounter, things that ultimately have a lot to do with the work that we came back here to do, get activated during these times. For me, two points of my activations was when I was kidnapped twice. You know, spirit has a way of playing sometimes crazy fucking jokes on you. So I guess they figured, you didn't get it the first time we kidnapped your ass. Let's kidnap her ass again. We're going to activate some shit for real. She's going to do this work whether she wants to or not. So they made sure I didn't forget those activation points. And like many of you, with things that are going on in your life. But when you trust the journey in your life, when you trust it, no matter how great the pain, the journey will always supersede, because you will be able to see your true, authentic being in it. You know, you will always be able to find yourself in it. You will never be wandering. You will never be lost. That will never come to you. This is why the vagus nerve was so important, that we get a good understanding. And science is just now tapping into this energy about the vagus nerve that Brother Bilal brought online for us in the show last week. The vagus nerve is also known as the love nerve. It's connected with true, unconditional love. And I want to say thank you for whoever put that video up in the Remix family page, in the Remix radio group family page, about the vagus nerve, because it really gives a good breakdown. Brother Bilal broke it down on a spiritual, physical and level, and that was broken down from another angle, coming from the scientific place as well, with the vagus nerve. So understanding, we know we need confirmation, and we know y'all will believe it if the white man say it. So glad y'all got that confirmation. So also, just to let you guys know, what Vidal Sassoon started to do is that he continued, and I'm getting ready to wrap this story up so we can get to the callers online. I see all of you there, and I want to do readings for you tonight. But what ended up happening is this past life trauma started to come online, but it activated itself. And see, we are always in control of our free will. We are definitely not our past, or we don't have to be, those things that are negative. But he channeled that energy in a positive way and not a negative way. He could have used that energy, and he could have fought against his mother the whole way. My mother wants me. Some of you are sitting here right now, and the holy grail of your mother, which is feminine wisdom, has told you, oh, I see you doing this and see you doing this, and you won't even explore it because your mother mentioned it to you. You won't go near it because your mother mentioned it to you. His mother told him this, and even though he didn't want to do it, he trusted his journey and knew it would take him where he wanted to go. So the architect in him came to life in the form of Vidal Sassoon, as he known. He changed the fashion industry in the 21st century as we know it. So what he did is he took those skills from a past life and he brought them into the present life. One of the things, when you sat down in Vidal Sassoon's chair, you did not get to tell him how you wanted your hair done. You didn't get to say that. He was only interested in people who trusted him in his craft, who trusted him 100% in his craft. If you didn't, he didn't want your ass nowhere near him. And I stand up to that. I could do a little dance to that. I could do a juicy dance to that, because I'm feeling that. That's the only thing he wanted around him. So when you sat in Vidal Sassoon's chair, it's a couple of things he took into consideration, because he was reading the schematics of your face like an architecture builds a building. And this is how he came up with all of these bobs, these asymmetrical bobs, and came up with all of these different hairstyles that got women out of sitting up under the dryer for hours and hours and hours. He took what they were feeling on the inside and he brought it out of them. One of his most famous cuts is called the 5-point bob. This 5-point bob is based on some meridians and different central points that are located on the facial feature, the temples, the top of the cheekbones, the jawbone, down the neckline. All of these are the things that he did to make sure. He was using sacred geometry. They said there was times that Vidal, he didn't get upset too much, but there were times that he would get so upset, he would literally throw his shears and they would get caught in the roof of the building. Because that's how vested he was into perfecting his craft. So I say again, just because it's your birthright doesn't mean anybody owes you anything. You have to do your work. This one particular time, they said watching Vidal Sassoon work, he was art in motion because he cut your hair with his whole body. His feet would be moving. He'd be dancing. There's actually video clips of them filming him cutting hair and showing him moving, bobbing, weaving, going up and down as he begins to cut. He gave women an opportunity to move from all of that stiffness that they were wearing in their hair at that particular time, especially European women, to being able to have free flowing hair. He empowered them so that they could be able to use this. They didn't have to sit in the salon for hours and hours and hours under the dryer and have, you know, have their hair so stiff and tight that you can only move it one certain way. That their hair became poetry in motion. And he made this 5-point cut so precise that he said you had to be able to shake your hair, run your hands through, and the hair would automatically fall exactly back into place. That's one of the things that he's famous for. So what is the Holy Grail? It is the one thing, it is the one piece, it is the one experience that couldn't, that you could not be who you are without it. What is the Holy Grail of your life? It is the passion that fills your cup. It is the passion that connects you with your soul. So we're moving and entering, as we enter into the summer solstice, into the Holy Grail of love. I want you to think about that. What is your Holy Grail? What is your Holy Grail? What is the one thing? What is the one thing? I want you to just ponder that. What is the one thing? What is the substance behind who you are? The substance behind you. Not what's in front of you, but what is that substance that is behind you? Behind who you are. The substance of behind who you are. And that's what we're talking about tonight. About the passion. It's about, for those of you who have the Kim deck, about that passion. It's about that volcano. It's about desire. It's about that drive. It's about, I don't care how I feel. See, because how I feel has nothing to do with me hosting the remix tonight. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That has nothing. So I'm going to go open up the phone line, and because I want to hear from you guys tonight, and I want to talk to you. We're going to do some readings. We're live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and yeah, I see you guys all on the phone lines, and it's quite a few of you on the phone lines, so I'm kind of excited about getting on the phone lines. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line, and so that I know that you're here. Let me put this out there because I'm getting some emails on this. If you guys do want to get a reading from me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. That's a reading one-on-one from me, as I said, December of this year. I will be shutting that down. And so, yeah, I wanted you guys to be the first to know. You know, Spirit is really calling me to really do some other things. There's more things that I want to do. The Remix family is expanding and growing, and I have people all over the world that want me to come, and I want to come and do face-to-face work and do that. I'm interested in those for teaching classes. We'll still have some of the classes that me and Brother Bilal do, but if you're interested and you want to understand energy, reading energy, and you're interested in that class, send me an email. I'm only looking for those who are serious about the craft. We need more readers out here, and I'll be happy to share everything that Spirit has given to me with you. So if you're interested in that, questionforblue@gmail.com. All right, so now we're going to go to the phone line and see who's on the phone lines. Calling in from area code 630, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hello?
Greetings. Yes, greetings. Oh. You're on.
This is Kevin calling from New Jersey.
Okay, greetings, Kevin from New Jersey.
I was calling in to several things I wanted to say. I wanted to just give you a confirmation about a reading you gave me a while back on the phone.
Okay, beautiful.
When we did the Soul Name Vision Quest,
mm-hmm.
A while back, you told me that I should try gardening or like getting a plant to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it would help me feel more free. And yes. Around that time, my landlord showed up and she gave me a plant that was dead. I mean, it was completely dead, like 2 leaves on it. And she was saying that my wife told her that I had a green thumb. And she thought maybe I could bring it back to life. So that was over the winter. And I spent all winter watering this dead plant. And even though it was just a pile of dirt, I kept watering it. And about a month ago, a brand new leaf just grew out of, brand new plant just grew out of the pot. And now it's about a foot and a half tall. And it's a completely brand new plant that came out of it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. That is a beautiful confirmation because that is a lot of your energy that helped that plant live. You do realize that is just all the love and passion that you put into the plant, and it really, I can feel your energy as I get into it, being very, very centered and very loving and just, you know, I could really, really feel that. That's beautiful.
Awesome. I guess the reading that I'm calling in for tonight is that I'm at like a major crossroads with what to do with my career. I've I've been changing fields a lot lately between communications and art, and now I'm drawn more towards going into art full time.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I just need some feedback on that, because I'm getting a lot of pushback from my family and friends to go back to school for another degree, like a master's degree. But I don't think I need to do that. I already have a degree in art, and I just want to focus on that. And I'm just in a really conflicted position right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look here. Oh, it's so many beautiful confirmations coming in. And I really, really love that, because it just lets you know where you are and, you know, how things are just going so beautiful, you know, just so beautiful. Let's take a look. Let's take a look and see. Tell me again, Kevin, what you're trying to do. Let's talk about that.
Well, what I want to do is to begin to create my own art. I'm already working on some new pieces, and I want to begin to sell my art online and have that be my source of income.
Mm, okay. All right. Let's take a look. And I knew this was it. First thing, no, don't start selling your art online first. That's not going to be the first place for you to sell it. You need to do a lot of things face-to-face. You can have it online, but that's going to also be sort of a side effect of the art.
Okay.
That you begin to do. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to sit down, and I need you to develop, because I'm looking inside your vision, and I'm actually drawn, and I may put this picture up later, but a lot of times when I'm doing readings for you guys, what I'm doing is I'm kind of drawing out your aura, and I'm taking a look here at some of the things in your aura here. The first thing that I need you to do is definitely keep listening to your wife, that she is sort of bringing in that wisdom for you and helping you to stay very, very grounded in what it is that you're doing. But I want you to have patience with this, because your art is going to develop itself over the course of the next 2 to 3 years, where you can begin to do it. But I want you to kind of sit with your art and really develop. Here's something else that I can share with you. Beat Al Sassoon, when he used to get really, really frustrated, and it didn't happen often, but when he would get really, 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 really frustrated, there was only two things that really could calm him down. And one of those things was classical music he would listen to. And the other thing was Miles Davis music. Because Miles Davis, if you notice, whenever he would play for audiences, he would turn his back to them, because he actually was taking you into a portal. A lot of times he's taking you into your subconscious mind, your higher self, opening you up to the cosmos and taking you into that realm. So he would listen to Miles Davis and he would come back. In fact, that was one of the tunes he listened to when he did the very, very famous Vogue cover, when he did that asymmetrical bob on the, I can't think of the chick's name, but she had just starred in a movie. And that was what he was listening to. So I really want you to begin to go and enter into a practice of really kind of feeling that. Right now, when I get inside of your solar plex chakra, I feel almost like stagnant water. It's not really flowing in the way that your chakra should flow. And so energetically, what I'm doing now is just kind of trying to move some of these things around for you. in that Solarplex energy there, just to see. But I still need you to form a stronger connection with your feelings and your emotions. I want you to really begin to get into that. I would encourage you to also listen to some of Miles Davis' music. There is one that he called, I believe it's called the Blue Nile CD. That collection is really what's sort of standing out. And your solar plex chakra there. I want you to take your left hand and place it. If you take your left hand and just place it right above your belly button there and just kind of hold it, I want you to begin to feel that, because I need you to really reconnect with that center there. This is where your free will, this is where your emotions are. And there is someone that you need to forgive, that you have never truly in your heart of hearts forgiven, that you need to forgive. Because this is where a lot of the blockage is coming up. And that person has to do with your mother.
I could see that there's some issues there.
Yeah. You truly, truly have to let that go. At the end of the day, here's what I want you to know. We are all doing the very best that we can at the end of the day. And then we have chosen who our mother is, who our father is going to be. You know, we've chosen these things to really kind of help us rise to the occasion of where we need to be and what we need to do. I want you to put yourself back in the driver's seat. So you need to come back behind your will and take complete ownership there and allow those feelings, emotions to be able to run through you in a very honest and authentic way, a very unjudging way. And just by you sitting there sort of pondering some of these things, it's really freeing you up. Some of the major things that has happened in your life, you would think that that would be at the forefront for you, but it's really not. And it's still every child's wish, and to some degree, is to be able to say, look at me, Mom, I did it.
Yeah, that's a big part of it, definitely. But I don't know. I also have a fear that I won't achieve everything I want to in time for her to see it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's still connected to her. I want you to remove time. And I want you to also let go. This is where the forgiving comes in. How could she not see it? You're her son. Where in the world could she be to not see it? You have so much greatness inside of you. And so your work is beautiful now. It's amazing. And the world will come to see it, and they will come to know it. But once you're able to free yourself up from that, it will go to a whole nother level. A whole nother level. So work.
Okay.
Keep working. Work at your craft. Incorporate music into it. Allow your feelings and emotion to be expressed. Start face to face. You can always do stuff online, but face to face. you need to build the connection. That's going to be your power position. All right?
All right. Thank you, Rosemary.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. And remember, fear is the only unprepared thing that we can have. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 772. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Cookie calling in from Florida.
Okay, greetings. Who's calling?
Cookie.
Cookie. Greetings, Cookie. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, I'm dealing with a little something. I feel
mm-hmm.
like...
Cookie? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
You kind of... Yes. Do you have us on speaker?
No.
Okay.
Probably my cell phone. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can.
Okay. So I feel like I'm, like, stuck in one spot. No growth, no nothing. And I'm, like, I don't know what to do. My love life is fine. Like, I don't feel I have any problems with it. But as far as everything else, as far as career and, you know, moving on, I feel like I'm stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
like, as far as school and stuff, I want to go back to school. But, like I said, I don't know what I want to do. And I'm I'm just
mm-hmm.
stuck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, two things. One, over the past couple of years, it's been a lot going on for you. And so you not doing nothing is really kind of a good thing. To some degree. I know you're getting a little tired of not doing anything, but that's kind of good to take a pause for a minute. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that, with you taking a pause for a minute. And truth be told, really what you want to do is have a relationship. That's what you want. That's your work. That's what you want right now. That's the energy you're putting out there is that, hey, I want to be in love. And I just want to be happy. Isn't that what you put out there?
That's very true, yes.
Yes, because I see it floating all in your aura, and your spirit guides are telling me that's what she wanted. She just wanted to be healthy, be in love, and just be happy. You got it.
That's right. Oh.
You got it. Oh. That's what you wanted. You got it. So I know you want to take on more things, and you want to begin to do something. You want to do something different, and you
yeah.
want to do something really, really different. That's going to require you to really, really, really be completely honest with yourself. And you're going to have to do what we do in the audio workbook, in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. You're going to have to get naked with yourself. And really begin to look inside your heart, because too much of what I see from you is you looking on the outside. You're looking at everyone else's life, and it's kind of like the kid standing outside of the basketball court or outside of the park, and you can't go in. You seem like everybody's playing and having fun, and they're just doing these things, and they seem so easy, and you just want to jump right in there and... You want to do it too. But what
That's
they don't
true.
Tell you is that when you sit those little kids down, you know, the one that can flip all across the monkey bars and
mm-hmm.
the one that can swing real hard at night when their mother takes off all of their clothes, you can see all their little scars from all the falls, all the little broken bones. You can see how tired they are because
mm-hmm.
they have really dedicated themselves to being outside, doing that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and being very
mm-hmm.
committed to it. And
okay.
so commitment is one of those things that you're challenged with.
Yeah.
Very hard for you to commit. Yeah.
It is.
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Because from what you've seen in your life, commitments have not turned out well.
Yeah. Even with my family and everything else, it didn't turn out quite good. I'm getting stories and just stuff like that.
Well, here's the good thing. You don't really have to buy into anyone else's story or definition of commitment. You can actually make your own.
Right.
You can make your own commitment. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to make a commitment to yourself. Because that's the first person you have to be committed to. It's to you. And then what I want you to do is I want you to take, I want you to bake some cookies. I know Cookie know how to bake cookies, right?
I sure do.
Cookie,
yes, I do.
Gotta know how to bake cookies. You tell Miss Blue right now, Cookie don't know how to bake no cookies, I'm going to have a problem with it. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to create your own oracle out of cookies, and I want you to eat it.
Okay.
What you're going to do is I want you to get some wax paper, and you can find vegetable markers if you go in stores like Hobby Lobby and Michael's where you can write on wax paper.
Okay.
What I want you to do is I want you to find five commitment statements, come up with five magical commitment statements for Cookie. And I want you to write them on that wax paper. Cut them really small. Once you get the cookies together, slip them inside the cookies and bake them. And for 5 days, once you bite into that cookie, I want you to open it and I want you to begin to work with that commitment statement. And I want you to completely eat the cookie. I don't care what kind of cookie. I see all of my vegans out there jumping up and down. I didn't tell her to bake sugar cookies. I told her to bake cookies. So any kind of cookie she wants to get, she gets to get. And then I want you. There you go. And so I want you to work with that statement. And literally, as you're eating the cookie, I want you to repeat the magical statement over and over and over and over again. Okay?
All right.
And keep each one of those, because that is your commitment to yourself. You need to really reprogram yourself that you can make commitments. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to jump from this to that to this. That, if I told you right now, energetically, I see all kinds of things in there. I see you wanting to be a healer, from you wanting to be a healer, from you wanting to be, ooh, wait a minute, what is this cookie? Well, I won't go into that. But I see all kinds of things you want to try to do that you want to get into and start working with. And they're all beautiful things. I was teasing, by the way. The other thing is when you were going through that whole thing of thinking you wanted to get into tantric sex. That's all. That's all I was seeing. Yes. See? See? Who knows? Yeah, that's all I was seeing. So I see all of those things there, which are beautiful things, but you really want to be connected to what is your craft. You know, what is truly in your heart? What is your craft? Because that's where your longevity is going to be. But first, I need you to know that you can be completely connected with you. Right now, your energy feels good.
Okay.
Your energy feels really, really good. I want you to keep working with butterflies because I see a tiny little bit of leak out of your heart chakra. Not as much, but you can stop that. Just from your back, I want you to see butterflies flying into your back. Just flying into your back. Just watch the butterflies fly in. And that's going to help you to stabilize your energy. And that's very important for you. So okay. I know you want to get into a healing modality because this is a big part of your work for yourself that you can share with others.
We want to get you
into the place so that you can open that up in a very authentic way for yourself and doing it by first starting that commitment with yourself. And after that, I promise you, Ms. Blue does, on that fifth day, it's going to be clear to you. So it will come in either as a dream, you'll be watching something. I don't want you to walk around just sort of like this beacon looking for a sign from spirit, but I want you to just know that it will come to you after that fifth day.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Real quick, my love life, it is good, right?
Well, Cookie. Here's two things Miss Blue is going to face. See, I wasn't going to touch that. You came on the line, but my love life is good. Two things I will say is you need to understand what your love life means to you and then define that with your partner.
Okay.
You see? Because people say love life. You understand what I'm saying? But
yes.
Love encompasses a whole lot of things, everything, and then nothing at all. So really just make sure that that is clear. But your energy looks really, really good. One of the things I will tell you is that you guys are still learning each other. And so you have to be open to that. And you also have to be committed that this is what you're willing to learn and, you know, not pull out those running shoes and run away as soon as something don't go right for you. Yeah, because you like Nike, but in a different kind of way. You like to run.
That's the second time you told me that, so I think I'll take you to that.
Okay, you like to run, so, you know, you'll pull out them Nike shoes in a minute. Trust me, I know. I got a couple of them by my closet, too. So, but, you know, you want to be committed. Be committed to what you say you are truly committed to. And be willing to see it out, you know, because things are working in your favor. They are.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Blue. And take care of yourself, too.
Of course, always, always. Yes, yes, yes. This is taking care of me, but I thank you for that love. And hold the line for me. Peace and love, peace and love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 513, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, Ms. Blue. It's Lauren from Cincinnati.
I'm sorry, who is it? Who's on the line?
It's Lauren from Cincinnati.
Okay, Lauren from Cincinnati. Lauren, now I know I've been through a lot this week, but your energy feels... Where are you at, Lauren? Your call dropped. That's what it was. All right, Lauren, call back in if you can get in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 313, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Andrea from Detroit.
Okay. Greetings, Andrea from Detroit, the Motor City.
Oh, my God. I'm so surprised I finally got through. Wow.
Who?
Hello?
Well, good. Mm-hmm.
This is my very first time getting through.
Oh, well, congratulations on that. Love first-timers. Love getting through the Remix family. It's good to hear you. Good to have you on the line. So what
Thank
is your
you.
Question for me?
Mm-hmm. I like to know who are my spirit guides and if there's more than one or just one or...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I will tell you this, that you have about 8 spirit guides that are with you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. You have 8 spirit guides that are with you, and yeah, they're all standing around you, pretty amazing,
wow.
listening, and you know, doing what they say humans don't do, which is listen. Do you have your computer speakers on? If you do, can you cut it off? We're getting some feedback.
Actually, I don't. Can you hear me better now?
I can.
Okay.
I'm hearing sort of an echo, so either it's your earpiece, Bluetooth, or something of that nature.
Actually, I'm on a landline phone, and I have the phone up to my ear.
Okay.
Is it better now?
Well, maybe. It may be. We won't worry about it. It's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, nothing to be sorry about. That's okay. But I can hear you. But, yeah, you have about 8 spirit guides, and they're with you. And one of the things that they're here to help you with is love.
Oh, wow.
It's love.
Okay.
That's one of the main things. That's kind of been one of those up-down things for you in your life, wouldn't you say?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. So they're here to help you with love. One of them is carrying a huge... big opal.
Okay.
An opal. When it comes to who are they, what I want you to do is I want you to build a connection with your spirit guides. Because when you build a connection with your spirit guides, then you'll be more amped, and they will know that you're able to recognize them completely and solely. So it's going to be important for you to build that connection with your spirit guide, and I want you to do that. There is one in particular. She is a woman, and she's in a robe, and the robe that she's wearing is almost like an indigo color, and it has gold trimming on it. And she has a robe, and it has sort of a hood on it, and she has a huge opal in her hand. This is one of your spirit guides. I would encourage you, if you have an opal, to get an opal and start to work with it. You
okay.
can also just call upon your spirit guides and ask them to come and, you know, reveal themselves for you because they're there. You know, the opal is known as the queen of the gemstones. And in ancient writing, you see the opal in a lot of the glyphs. You'll see the opal, and it also helps with the gift of foresight. It really helps you to see about those things of coming. And opals have a lot of seductive energy in them too. So this is why you will always see some of the baddest ass women in the world with the opals. And so you definitely want to begin to work with the opal. Another reason your spirit guide is telling you that she has this huge opal is because one of the things that even though you have this amazing energy and light within you, you deal with a lot of things when it comes to low self-esteem. Is that true?
At times, yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that there's been times in our lives, but this is one of the things that they say, where some of your obstacles have come into your life is because of this. And so your spirit guides are really, really help you to really open yourself up to love and to that energy. And then also the other thing is, what has been going on with your blood?
With my blood?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that I'm aware of. I have been quite tired lately, but
mm-hmm.
I haven't been to the doctor, so if there is something going on, I'm not aware of it.
Mm-hmm. I would say this for you. Are you in the chat room too?
No.
No. Okay. One of the things that I would say for you is that you want to incorporate more iron into your blood. Because I feel
okay.
that there is sort of some thing, something with your blood, not anything that I would say is at the emergency level, but just
okay.
for you to, you know, increase those things for your blood. You may have found that your cycle have been a little off and may have had some things going on with that, maybe an extra heavy flow. I know we're getting real personal right now, but I know you need to hear this. But this,
that's fine.
This
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Well, this has to do with your blood, for you to begin to just start working with those things with your blood. But I want you to really just look at ways to increase your iron, look at natural foods that you can begin to start taking in that has iron in them. Maybe, you know, I know the world out there is going to cringe at this, but if you feel the need to eat you a big steak, get your ass a big steak and eat it.
Oh, wow. It's funny that you say that because I recently started back working out and my diet is really, really strict now. And
mm-hmm.
I've been struggling with cravings. I haven't had any red meat. I haven't had any junk food or anything. And so it's just funny that you say that, you know, if I.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I can really feel it in your energy. It has to do with your blood. And so behoove me, Miss Blue, to take you off of any kind of diet or lifestyle change. Those things are important. But I'll tell you what I know is more important than anything, and that's listening to your body. And I believe that we can do anything in moderation. So if your body says, girl, you need a steak, go ask, what do you think? I'm not telling
okay.
you to go eat a whole big steak, but you need to get something in there so that you can balance out your blood or, you know, or maybe look at some of those things in your dietary intake because there's other things that you can do that will compensate and help you with the iron so that you can begin to get your iron intake in there. Another thing that you can do, and I gave this out on the show, I believe that me, Esther, and Collymore did together a while back, maybe a year or so ago, a couple of years ago now, is where you can actually take a Q-tip and you can get you some iodine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the ways for women that we can tell if your body is iron deficient. And one of the things that helps with this iron intake very, very quickly is if you take it and you just draw some sigils on your breath, if that iron dissolves within your breath very quickly, then you know that your body is iron deficient and that you need
okay.
to get some iron there. So you can take some iodine and just draw a little heart. Or, you know, you can write your name or whoever name you want to write on there and just stand before the mirror and see how long that takes. If that absorbs in your breast tissue very quickly, then you know you need to increase your iron.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I'm
okay.
so glad for you to call in and this was your first time. Thank you so much for this connection.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. I really appreciate it.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace.
Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Debbie. How are you?
I'm good. Who's on the line again?
Debbie.
Debbie. Greetings, Debbie.
And greetings to you. I was calling in for a reading.
Okay.
You know, I think my question would be regarding my spirit guides. I've really been trying to connect lately.
Mm-hmm. With your spirit guides?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what have you been doing to connect with your spirit guides? Tell me what you've been doing and what's not working for you.
Well, I don't know that. Well, one of the things, actually, today I did a guided meditation
mm-hmm.
and kind of did a quest to, and I believe that I that I may have saw one. Not sure. And I don't know. I kind of felt that I did get some messages today. So today has been a really good day of connecting.
Beautiful. And so let me ask you this. What is your main reason for wanting, other than the obvious, to connect with your spirit guides?
Because I'm trying to connect to myself, connect more. This is what this time has been. I've talked to you once before, and your advice was to focus more on card 19 with Maui, with nurturing, and basically just spending time with myself. And that's what I've been doing.
Well, here's two things. One, I will say this, is that, you know, I don't give advice. I suck at advice. I really do. But, yeah.
Okay, wrong term.
Yeah, I don't give advice. You don't want my advice. I don't give it out. But when you were connecting with yourself, what did you get? Be honest. I want
as far
you to
as
what you got. What did you get?
As far as the spirit guides or just in general?
No. Connecting with you. Spending time with you. Connecting with the goddess Ma Wu and just connecting with yourself. What did you get?
What have I got? More so to stop doubting, working on trust. Those were two of the main things. And, of course, it had a lot to do with past and just pretty much letting go is what I kept hearing, just letting go and just pressing forward, basically.
Those are all very, very beautiful things. To get out of it. Did you get to a place of nothing?
Yes. Yes, at times, and then it will be something else. Basically, just a lot of, it's like I've gotten a lot of things, and now I'm trying to connect. I'm trying to connect them. I'm trying to see the bigger picture.
And I'm going to tell you the reason I asked you that is because one of the things that I was able to see just in your energy is I see swirls, lots of swirls. And these swirls are sort of a charcoal kind of gray swirl. Whenever I see that energy, particularly where I see it in your energy, it tells me that the person is transforming, that they're going through sort of a transformational state. And what that darkness, what that represents is the mystery. So what the mystery is about not knowing. So I wanted to see where you were authentically with the work that you're doing. And so, too, on a large scale, this is helping so many other people out there who's listening, because basically what you're saying is, Miss Blue, okay, so I got all of these little pieces, but I can't figure none of this shit out. I don't know what it is. I'm just, you know, I got a little bit of this and a little bit of that and this, and they're just pieces. I don't know. That's one of the most beautiful places you can be. I know it doesn't feel beautiful.
Yes,
because
it's not.
It doesn't feel beautiful at all. Trust me, I'm walking in the mystery myself here. If you've been listening to the show, just with me saying that I'm going to stop doing readings at the end of this year and, you know, so I can work on so many other things that I'm just sort of putting the pieces together. And so this is a big part of it. You know, also teaching everything that I know that want to have more readers out there. And yourself even having a lot of that strong intuitive energy naturally, like myself as well. But this is one of the most beautiful places you can be. Because knowing your magic, and I cannot say this enough, is not about prediction. See, and I didn't want to get into this. God, this is all your fault. I didn't want to get into this. But, you know, so many people think we're moving into another dimension.
Okay.
So many people think we're moving into the fifth dimension, you know, the fourth dimension. I can't tell you guys. I'm kind of like Vidal Sassoon. Like, none of that. Like, I'm not feeling that. That's not where we're going. And that's not even where we are. Same thing when I see the chakras. And I know that there's tons and tons and books and people have spent their whole life researching the root chakras red and, you know, the heart chakras green. And, you know, I just don't see it that way. I don't. Now, call me sort of that special being that came back to really kind of open this knowledge up in a different way. But I don't really see the energy flowing that way. And the reason I'm telling you this from a very, very honest place is that when you get into this place of the mystery, a lot of times you have to be able to sit in the stillness of it and do nothing. Because that's when everything will come together. If you force it, then you can find yourself wandering. Then you'll start being like Brother Bilal said, you'll be in Vegas. Playing games.
I did
only
see that
to wander in. Yes. So true.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So this is... Huh? Oh, I'm just looking at somebody in the chat room. People do everything to get attention and say things, but they don't know what they're talking about. But it's cool. So... It really is about you walking in the mystery of this. You understand what I'm saying? It's about walking in the mystery of it and understanding this. So these were things, if you were to talk to Esther, if you were to talk to Sister Munya, they will tell you that I kind of told them this last year, earlier last year, that I was going to do this, that this was coming. This is not some new revelation that just, boop, but it was a piece. I didn't run to it. I didn't go flying to it. I didn't force it. I said that I would wait for my divine time when things would open themselves up and this will come together.
The wait is long.
So, I understand. I understand. I know that patience card pulls on a lot of us. You're in a very, very beautiful place. Let's talk about your spirit guides. You have six of them that are with you.
Wow.
Six spirit guides. Five of them are women, and one is a man.
Mm-hmm.
So you got one brother hanging out with the other five sisters that are there with you. Mm-hmm. One of the best ways to connect with your spirit guides, authentically connect with your spirit guides, and let's classify what spirit guides are. Spirit guides, as I see it in my work and study, has absolutely nothing to do with our ancestors. That's a completely different pantheon. Spirit guides are not gods and goddesses. That's another pantheon. Spirit guides are those who understand the human experience. They may be people who have incarnated at the same time and made their transition, or they're people who have incarnated before you. They're people who have walked the physical earth. These are spirit guides that work with you. This is one level of the spirit guides. So we use these terms interchangeable. Sometimes we'll say that our ancestor is a spirit guide. And, you know, I'm not going to battle words. You can say that. You can say that. But really, when we talk about spirit guides, these are people who understand what it feels like to live in a human body, to pay rent, to deal with stupid-ass people, and to do magical things. They understand that. That's what spirit guides understand. And they understand that on so many different levels. They're not here to live your life for you. And 9 times out of 10, your spirit guide goes along with absolutely everything that you say. You could be making, you could be doing something real dumb. Your spirit guide would be right there rolling with you. They like roll dogs that never die. You understand? They with you. Mm-hmm. Your spirit guide are with you. They with you. They gonna say, oh, okay, we sending you symbols to say go left, but okay, you wanna roll right? All right, we going right with you. They right there with you. Because there is something that trumps everything in this reality, and that's free will.
Free will.
Your spirit guides cannot override your free will. And they will not. They're not here to override your free will. Absolutely not. They're not, in most cases, they're not going to be yelling and screaming at you. They're not doing any of that. They're talking very calm, and they're sending you signs. They tell me all the time, the hardest thing that they try to get humans to do is to listen. And they're not even talking about to them, to their higher self. The humans don't want to listen. We want to know every damn thing, and we're the greatest fucking actors in the world. The greatest actors. Don't believe it? Look at reality TV. None of them people went to act in school, but they can act their ass off. People get in a body, and they get to act it. You know, they want to know everything. You know, they want to speak on everything. They want to do all of those things. You know? So, cherish where you are, not knowing. You know what I mean? That's a beautiful thing.
Okay.
Beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. I love saying, I don't know. I don't know what's going to be there. I love that. That's how you
when you say it, I can feel some freedom when you say it.
Well, you have freedom, too. You have freedom, too.
I know. Okay.
Yeah. Because otherwise, this is a critical step. Because I see this a lot with people. They just become doppelgangers or clones. They start hanging around people. And then, you ever seen people like that? Everybody know girls like this in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They start hanging out with somebody. They start changing their hair. Their talk starts to change. You know, you may have had girls who never, ever said curse words and they curse. And you see guys do it, too. They start acting just like the guy they hang out, and they want to know why everybody want to sleep with their best friend. Because they have suddenly start becoming a me-me of their best friend. They start acting just like them, dressing like them. You know, they're thinking. All of this shit just starts to come out. And suddenly, you're looking at them, but you're seeing the spirit of somebody else in them.
Mm-hmm.
We're too talented of people to fall succumb to that. But that's what happens when you can't tap into yourself.
Okay.
You see. So cherish this time. Connect with your spirit guides. One of the best ways to do it is just be open. just be open. Let them know that you're open to get to know them. See, one of the things about the spirit guides, they don't give a damn what you call them. They don't care.
Okay.
They don't care what you call them. They don't care what you call them, how you call them. They are not caught up on all of that. But they are there with you. The most important thing for you in this cycle is for you to get to know you. That's any cycle. But right now, right, it's going to be important for the work that's coming forth for you, so that when it is time for you to step out, all of these fluff things that gets people so damn caught up, you will have already got your lesson and moved past the petty bullshit.
That makes sense. So that was going to be my question. If I'm supposed to be, you know what I mean, just, you know, enjoying, embracing, you know, where I'm at now, why do I feel like I'm needed?
Oh, because your conscious mind is going to make you feel pulled. Yeah, your conscious mind is going to make you feel like you need to be doing something. This is masculine energy. Do, all that's masculine. Meditation, all of that is you still doing something. To be in feminine energy is completely receiving, do absolutely nothing at all. Very rarely, women or men, are we in feminine energy. Very rarely. Very rarely. So know that. This is the time in your life where you have to learn how to say no to some things. A lot of shit look good right now. A lot of people may be doing things and you may be thinking, dang, I wish I knew what to do.
Yes. Yes.
You understand? But
I
know
do.
If something was calling your ass to do it, you would know what it is. You would know. So this is the time to get to know you. You know? Find out what you like. Maybe it's something you want to read. Maybe it's someplace you want to go or something you want to do. But use this time to really turn that inward. The person who's needing you is you. That's your higher self calling you, saying, I need you. So that's where the pull is coming from. It's saying, I need you to get to know you. Because you will have all kinds of things, and I know I'm speaking to so many people out there on so many different levels. I have people throw all kind of money in front of me to offer me to do things for them, to offer me to, oh, let me get in front. If you do a reading for me, $1,000, $2,000, I've gotten offered as much as $10,000 and a plane ticket.
Wow.
Now, somebody would say, I don't know, Miss Blue, there comes a point. And you might need to say yes. But it's not about that. It never has been about that, you see.
Yeah, I feel that.
So you have to learn how to say no. Your conscious mind is always going to tell you things. Oh, the world needs you. Yeah, right. You are the world. Didn't we learn that from the song with Michael Jackson and the whole slew of everyone? We are the world. So the world does need you. You are the world. So, yeah.
Okay.
Just stick with it. Stick with it. I know it can be uneasy, but this is the time that you walk in the mystery. Go take a class on something you don't know. See, this is the time of the new beginner when you have to get into those things that you don't know. See, we get to a point where we know so much shit. You understand that everybody is walking around thinking they're supposed to have a wand and a cap and be a teacher and have people standing in front of them. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Well, you're welcome. So peace and love. Enjoy the ride. You know, let your spirit guides know that you're out there. You know, hey, you want to connect with them, and they will begin to show themselves to you very authentically. And then you can give them names and, you know, all kinds of cool things.
Cool. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. And call back and let us know how it goes.
Thank you. I will.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 512. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Ms. Blue. Can you hear me okay?
Peace. I can. Peace and greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Brother Michael from Austin, Texas.
Greetings to you, Brother Michael.
greetings to you, Miss Blue. It was weird when you were telling that story because of, like, I don't know, I heard it in the tone or something like that. I don't know. I saw these images, and it's like I hope that you are okay, you know.
Oh, I'm better than okay. How can I not be? When I was telling what story? About Vidal Sassoon?
No, when you were saying that you were in the emergency room before you said
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing, Michael, and I know that you work with energy as well too. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes we walk around with this facade. Thinking that we can be human and not live a human life, you know?
Right.
Or thinking that sometimes things can happen to you, but doesn't have anything to do with you. And that's true, too. It can happen. But one of the things that I know is that I have had so much information poured into me
mm-hmm.
that literally it is impossible for me to keep all of this in because it has to go somewhere.
Right, right.
It truly does. And I know for me that this is a big part of this energy moving me to another level. So you get to the point where you have to release it on so many different levels. And I knew it was coming. I seen it coming.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my confirmation. Yes, I'm doing fine. But thank you. Yes, yes. But thank
you. No problem.
For the love of
you. Well, I just thought it was weird that I picked up on it.
Well, I said it in the show. It wasn't nothing to pick up. I said it at the beginning of the show. Yeah, I mentioned it, you know.
Okay. I must have called in, like, a little bit later
mm-hmm.
before you said it.
But
I
picked up on it.
I was calling about, like, basically it's like, I don't know, it's like I thought I'd be interested in this massage thing, and it's just like, I don't know, like when I was there, it just seemed like spirit or, you know, was telling me like just everything seemed to, you know, like Murphy's Law, like everything that can go wrong can't.
Well,
and it's just like,
mm-hmm.
it's just like I really just wish like I was on my, you know, my life path. I wish I knew what I was good at, you know?
Yeah. Well, I know we have a reading scheduled to come up.
Yes. I'm glad I got it before, you know, just before December.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know then that I wouldn't be doing it in December, if that makes sense. But, here's one of the things I want to tell you. I really want you, if you get a chance and you have Netflix, I want you to watch that documentary with Vidal Sassoon. But here's one of the things I want to tell you, Michael, is that here's what your spirit guides are saying for you is cooperation. And this is what I think throughout the whole process, because me and you kind of chatted like I do with many of you guys on Facebook and Twitter and email about just this progression of how, like you said, it just seemed like Murphy's Law, like one thing would go wrong and then the next thing would go wrong. And I remember one time when you called in and you said, you know, I have to do my Qigong practices before I get into a session, and they didn't want me to do it, and they sent you home for clothes, and it just kind of, the energy just kind of went completely crazy. But here's what I want you to rest assured in. At the beginning of the show, I talked about just because something was your birthright, it doesn't mean you didn't have to work for it. The other thing that I also talked about was not being able to see the forest or staring at the trees. And what happened is the massage school became the tree. You got so caught up in looking at face shit that you forgot, I'm not even really here to learn what y'all are teaching me. Not really. That wasn't your purpose there. You didn't need them to tell you that you were a healer. You didn't need them. You had already confirmed that. That's why you were there. You were there so that you could get to the level so once you begin to operate, you could do it your way. Kind of like Vidal Sassoon. See, he didn't really want to go to this school, but he knew that going to that school would open up the opportunity so that he could do the shit that he needed to do the way he wanted to do it. Because if he came out and just started cutting people's hair asymmetrical, they'd have shut all of his energy down and said, get your crazy ass up out of here. Because they thought he was crazy anyway. So the same thing with you. I said, Michael is crazy. And we got to get him out of here. He's crazy. Because you brought your future into the present. And we should never do that. Even though the past, the present, and the future are all happening at the same time, you brought your future into this. You brought your future in a place that it didn't belong. Just like you can look around, there are people who are meant to be distractions in your life. And if you go back, there is always a pivotal point where there's somebody hollering, what did I miss? Oh, when you was over there playing around, when you were laughing and joking, you missed it. You know, if you could go back and watch the tape. Oh, when you were in school and you were supposed to be focused on this, you missed it. They can show you when you missed it. They can show you that. So you really wanted to have Michael's world in someone else's world, and you can't do that. It doesn't mix. It's like oil and vinegar. Those two don't go together.
Right.
And personally, here's what I feel, and this is what I know, what Spirit is telling me, is that you got to finish. But you have to also remember why you're really there. You're there because in the state of Texas, unless you want to go to school to be a reverend, you can't put your physical hands on people.
Right.
That's the only reason you were there. You wasn't there for them to teach you. What? You wasn't there for that. That's not why you were there. You was not there for none of that shit. None of that. None of that. You wasn't there for that. That's absurd. You can't do a massage unless you do a qigong. That's absurd. Do you see how crazy and maddening that is? That's not true.
Right.
Now, in Michael's world, when Michael has his place, then Michael can start to put those universal things into place. But that's not how the only place you can operate. I'm going to tell you a story. And for those of you who really are feeling this, you'll get a sense of appreciation for this. When I first started doing reading, I had this thing with Monday morning. Mr. Munya will tell you. And I never wanted an Akashic record reading early in the morning. I never wanted it. I'd freak out. No, don't. Why would you? Don't schedule that in the morning. I didn't want it to be the first reading. I didn't have a reason. That was just some shit I made up in my head. It was a rule I gave myself. That Monday morning, no Akashic record reading in the morning. I remember one morning, me and her went toe-to-toe. And so she finally helped me realize, okay, so what is this rule again? Why are you doing this? And I had to honestly laugh at that. Because I didn't have a reason. It's some shit I made up in my head, which made it real to some degree. But then I was in a position where I had to do it. And then I did it. Then I thought, how absurd was that? Great. How absurd is it to say that you can't do energy work before you do qigong? Huh? No.
Right.
You're a healer. Qigong doesn't define that. Massage therapy school doesn't define that. You're not looking for any of them to tell you you're a healer. And you kind of went looking as if, like we said, give me back my shit because you owe me this. And they said, kiss our ass, Michael. Get out of here.
Right. I think they kicked me out.
Mm-hmm. You need to go back. And you need to finish. Because there is a much bigger picture and a much bigger plan at stake. You was never there for them to say you're a healer. That's not what you were going to school for.
True. Do you feel that, I mean, I've definitely been told it a lot, but do you think that is definitely the path that I'm supposed to go as a healer?
Of course. Of course it is. I mean, I'm not deep in your records. I'm in your energy, and I'm reading what's in your heart. That's what you want to do. That's what you love to do. But you have your way that you want to do it. And it doesn't look like none of this shit that's out here.
Well, I appreciate it, Ms. Blue, because even though it's like sometimes it's like, I mean, I really want to get the grasp of, you know, when somebody's, you know, I really want to learn, you know, the lessons, you know.
And that's important. I don't wanna shy you from that because that is important, but it's not everything.
Right. No, well, I want to say because even though it seems difficult for me to say, hey, you know, I can go back, but you telling me this and giving me confirmation, it feels like actual work. Like this is work.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm doing something.
Yeah, you are doing something. But you haven't even begun to work. You're the new beginner. You're the new beginner. You didn't want to be the beginner. You wanted to walk up in the class and be Brother Michael No Almighty. Let me tell y'all what I know, because I know more than you. And give me back my shit, because y'all don't even know what y'all doing. And all of that may be true, but is that your work? That ain't your work.
Right.
If it is, if that's your work, then you've done it. Great job. Take a bow and say, I've finished. I let them know to give me back my shit. They kick me out and I'm done. That's my work. That's not your work.
How would I go back if they kick me out?
The same way anyone comes back from some shit that they did that they know they shouldn't have done. You ask for another opportunity for another chance, or you try to find another school to go get into and let them know that you are willing to learn their way. So just like all of these other teachers and people out here, myself included, that you respect, you have to respect your path as well, too. Watch Vidal Sassoon.
Okay.
Here he is, a hairstylist, but he goes and takes these classes so he can learn how to speak correctly. How humiliating that is.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? He could see the trees. He could see the forest. He didn't get caught up in the trees. Because one or two trees will fuck you up. And I want you to know that they're designed to do that. They've been placed there to do that. And for some people, I am convinced that is their work. And it is a reminder, anytime I see them show their little heads or they do what they do, that they're doing their work, so I better make sure I'm doing mine. Because they're doing their job. Their job is to try at every angle to throw your ass off, to do something. They're there to do whatever you think is unspeakable. They're here to do. That's a reminder for you to do what you're supposed to do. Stay focused in your work and don't get distracted. Don't get distracted. But you best believe if you come off of your course, then you kill it. You deaden it for good. And that way, you ain't got to worry about it showing back up again.
So just finish it to prove myself.
No. You're not finishing it to prove shit to yourself. You're finishing it so you can continue with your work.
Okay.
That's a part of it. If I were to tell you to bake a cake, you couldn't do that shit without flour. You could give me every excuse in the book about, oh, well, Ms. Blue, I couldn't go to the store today, and my mama told me I couldn't use her car and my car down. Okay, Michael, when you going to bake the cake?
Yeah.
You say, hey, when y'all come to Austin, come let me give you a massage. You ain't giving nobody a massage.
Right.
You're doing it so you can evolve yourself in your work. So don't get distracted. Many things will pass in and out of your life. But don't get distracted. If you get off your course, make it for a good fucking reason. It's almost like jogging. When you take that break, you make sure you're taking that break for a good reason. Nobody gets on the track and jogs 3 feet and sit down. No, you're going to wait until you know it's almost time for you to catch your second wind. So this is about you losing sight of what you truly went to the school for. Because it wasn't.
I mean, I never.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I never meant to do anything wrong or, you know, make it.
Yeah. I know. I know you didn't.
The road to hell is paved with good intentions. I could tell you a list of stories that people tell me, oh, Blue, I didn't mean to do that to you, and they did some real fucked up shit to me. But, hey, I believe them. They didn't mean to, but they did it. So at the end of the day, even that doesn't mean anything. But if you stay focused on what you're supposed to be doing, not getting caught up in the distraction, not feeling like anybody owes you anything, because they don't, nobody, and looking at the big picture. So I say go back to school. I say stay on your path and do your work. You can, all those great things that you want to share that you've discovered about healing and when you're doing your work, that you can share that with people and share that with the world. So it takes commitment. It takes commitment.
Definitely. That definitely makes sense. Well, thank you so much. And, I mean, I'll definitely get to work on that. I know that, you know, everything I do is with good intentions. I do make mistakes occasionally, but, yeah.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, we all are doing the best that we can. And good intentions is just a part of the work. That's not everything. Is it a great part of it? Yes, but it's not everything. It's not everything. So now you got to take the steps to those intentions. Because otherwise, all it is lip service. And we got enough lip service going on in the world.
Yeah, we
got enough lip service. You know,
yes,
everybody should be happy with all the lip service going on. Yeah. All right.
Thank
well, hold
so
on.
Much,
you're welcome. Peace and love. Call us back and let us know how it's going.
Okay. Peace and love.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. We have about 3 minutes left to go in the form. Here live in the remix, entering the holy grail of love, live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 305, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's up, Mrs. Lou?
Greetings.
You doing okay?
Yes, I am. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Okay, go ahead. It's Caddy.
Okay, greetings, Daddy.
It's been a while since I heard from you. I just wanted to say hi to you.
Okay, well, hello to you as well. You have a question for me, Daddy? We got about 3 minutes left to go in the remix.
I really don't. Right now, I'm just listening. I'm enjoying it.
Okay. Well, beautiful. Thank you for listening. It's so good to connect with you. Hold the line. All right. Well, you guys, we have about 2 minutes left to go in the form. I want to remind you guys, Sunday coming up, we have Brother Ragiva. He's going to be joining us back here live in the form tonight, live in the remix. I want to say peace and love to all of you guys out there. And it's been a great share here tonight. I've really enjoyed connecting with you guys. We're about to go into the after hours. You know, if you love it, love it. If you like it, I want you to like it over on Facebook and leave a comment if you love it as well, too. I look forward to hearing from all of you guys. Don't forget to download. Much love, warm spirit out there, and peace and love to all of you guys out there in the remix land. And, you know, think about your holy grail. Think about that. Think about it from a more authentic place. Time out for all the BS and bullshit and all that other dumb stuff. You know, really, really time out for that. And it's been time out for a long time. And we're moving into some beautiful energy. We have a super moon coming up. It is the summer solstice.
and love is definitely all in the air. We're going to keep going right here live in the remix. Live in the remix. Don't forget to download. You guys know what to do. And don't forget to leave a comment. It's so good. Hold on, you guys. I'm going to play something really quick. Is this it? Oh, man, I think I got it. This is it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, so we're going to keep going. We're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 212. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 212. We'll come back to 212. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 518. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Linda. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, greetings, Linda, from New York. Greetings. What part of New York?
Upstate. Ew.
Upstate. It's still New York. I claim
yeah,
it
but
all.
It's,
I'm a Brooklyn girl.
Me too. And this is not Brooklyn.
No, it is a whole nother world up there. Yes.
What? Yes. When I moved up here, all my dreams, passions, and everything, just like I don't know, it like sucked somewhere. I don't know where it is, and I'm
aww.
Trying to get it.
Oh. No.
Yep. That's the energy
wow.
here. It's stale.
It's stale, huh? Aw.
Yeah, and for somebody who was a go-getter and, you know, I'm like.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hmm.
I want to try to get my life back.
Well, beautiful.
You tell
beautiful.
Me something.
Yeah, well, definitely one of the things that I see is I see all kinds of little sparks coming all out of your throat chakra. Oh, it's like it's screaming. It's screaming at me, but all kinds of things are coming out for all different kinds of reasons, Linda. One of the things I'll say, you did this move because of a job?
No.
Was
no.
it because of work? Did it have work-related? I'm picking up something with work-related.
Well, I thought it was going to be work-related, and it didn't happen.
Okay. But that was the pretense of the move, correct?
It was initiated by a career, and when I got here,
right.
none of that happened, yeah.
Okay, yes. And that's where you lost your voice. That's when
oh,
you lost
what it
sort of your truth. Yes. So, yeah, spirit is showing. That's what happened. It kind of like, it just took your whole light, you know, just imagine leaning over to the candle you got burning and go.
Yeah.
It just blew it out. It just took it out. Took it completely
yeah.
out. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because I am going to email you because I know that's my work to do because I was involved in church back a
okay.
few years ago, and that's what I used to do. I used to answer the phones and, you know,
oh,
say things
okay.
to people. Yeah. And being up here, it's like completely shut down.
Well, and that's a good thing in a sense. So you were more like an intersector.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what's wrong? You said that like, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just, it's, yeah, anyway. It's just
no.
Like I was so more flowing and happier and involved, and I don't know, just the things flowed, and then when I got involved in, I mean, I had to learn that aspect of life, You know what I'm saying? Because from doing something in the 80s and then completely shifting and then getting involved in church in the 90s, and then it's like, what happened to me? You know, it's like, I guess I had to learn that aspect, and now I'm saying, wow, I took a reverse, you know, like a step backwards, quite a few steps backwards, and I kind of lost myself in that, and so now I'm trying to discover myself again. And that's probably, and I know I did some of the sun, you know, and I seen the blue, and I said, oh, the blue light, that's my throat chakra. I'm in trouble here.
Yeah.
So I knew that, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, I want to get unstuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I'm stuck here.
Yeah. Well, two things. One, you're just kind of in that position I was talking about. You're like the new beginner.
Okay.
You're the new beginner. And that's a good place for you to be because you have evolved from what you were doing and you're evolving. But what happens is when we start to face resistance and we become bitter with it and we don't sort of kind of go with it, go with our flow. I'm not talking about the flow of the world because it would have been too easy for you to just find another church, another place. You could have moved and you could have picked up where you were going and you could be somewhere right now answering the phone.
Right.
But you chose not to do that. So I want you to understand that you're also operating within your free will and that what's happening is that spirit is communicating with you is that you're moving on to another phase, another level of you evolving yourself. This is not a step backwards. In fact, it is a step forward, but it's not a step forward that most people are willing to take. You see, it takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of intestinal fortitude. It takes a lot of woman juice to have stayed and held your ground. It's all the things that you've been facing since you've moved, because there could have been a much easier path that you could have taken. So tonight, when we're talking about the Holy Grail, it's about examining what's really behind all of this. What's really behind it? It wasn't just about this job or just about career. Are we still on the line?
I'm still here.
Okay. It got real quiet in the cosmos.
I'm listening. I'm listening.
So it has a lot to do with that particular energy. You know, it has a lot to do with that. So look at the substance behind it. You know? What's the substance behind why you did this? Even though it was initiated by your career, by your job, you did all of this because you wanted to face your fear. That you could do it. Had nothing to do with whether or not it was going to turn out right or if it was going to be great, if you was going to make a lot of money or if you were going to be able to help people. It superseded all of that.
Yes.
It superseded all of that. And so that's what your higher self is trying to get you to face. What is all of this about? Why are you doing it? When you tap into that, you can be comfortable with saying no, moving, doing different things, and being able to lay down with your own integrity and peace.
Yes.
You don't have to jump up and down and scream. You don't have to be loud. You don't have to have everybody come look at you. You ain't got to do all of that.
Right.
Because you understand the greater picture about this. This is about you evolving. So how you get your voice back. It's about recognizing that you faced a lot of things that had you been told you was going to have to face all of that, oh, you would have never moved your ass out of here.
Nowhere. No. No,
you
not
said,
hardly.
Are you crazy? Oh,
no.
You would have said, are you crazy? Are you playing with me? I'm not doing that.
I would have stayed in Brooklyn. I wouldn't.
Yes. You just said, are you crazy as hell? You think no, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. So you have to start giving yourself credit for what you've done. You have to start giving yourself credit. You have to start giving yourself credit for trusting yourself. You have to start giving yourself credit for that. And then about speaking the truth. Yes, you miss Brooklyn, but it's some shit about Brooklyn you say, oh, I'm so glad I ain't there for that. Y'all knocking on my damn door every Thursday. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm just saying. Oh, I'm so glad I ain't got to listen to her call me on the phone and tell me all that crazy shit anymore. You know, if you have to speak the truth about it.
It's true.
So yes, you do miss some of the things. But you're in a place now where you can communicate yourself from a very, very real and authentic level. The only thing that's driving you insane is what it drives most of the people insane is because you can't put a damn label. You try so hard to say we want to be left-hand path, but as soon as we can't put a label on some shit or tie some shit to a book or tie some shit to a person, we lost. We like the Vegas nerd. We just hanging out.
Wow.
Don't worry about titles, labels. Search your heart for what you know and love. You're connected with helping. You're connected with sharing. You're connected with people. And move on that. Let that be enough. Let that be enough. Because I hear your spirit guide saying to me, when is Linda going to be enough? You battled this your whole life. Not being enough. You're enough. Let that possibility. There is something that you can show this world that nobody else in the world can do it but Linda. No one can do it. Just like this class. If there's enough interest and I do it, enough dealers and people who want to learn how to read energy and for me to share that with them, no one can do readings like me, and I don't want this. But I want to be able to give you some of the core basics and some of the information so that you can do the alchemy and do it in a way that nobody else can. See, that's the magic. There is no magic in duplication. It's only you're only going to sit and watch a chicken hatch an egg so many times. There is no magic. So, yeah, you want to know where you lost your voice? You lost it because you just felt like you were going there and you felt like you're going backwards when, in fact, you're moving forward. You're not going back. You're cleansing yourself of a lot of things that have evolved. They were necessary. They were things that you needed to do. They were things that is preparing you for the work that you're going to do. That was told to me. Everything that you're doing is preparing you for what you will do. You've got to see it. You've got to give yourself that credit. You have to open yourself up to that credit.
Okay.
Yeah. 6 days. 6 days. Spirit's going to drop you a nice little communication package. I want you to email me or call. Let us know. It could happen before 6 days, but it's open. Yeah. 6 days.
Okay.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, Linda. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Peace and love and good health.
Oh, yes, always. Thank you so much. Peace and love.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. Well, I think that's a beautiful note for us to close down on. I had so much fun sharing with you guys here live in the remix and just connecting with you guys. I see all of these goodies, notes on Facebook that you guys are leaving me. I probably won't get to them until tomorrow. But I thank you guys. I thank you so much for them. And just much love to you guys and the whole remix family out there, you guys. Are there, have been there, and always will be there. And it's just really, really good to truly and authentically connect with you guys on some real shit. Real shit, real work. Or real magic makers for you guys. What is all this stuff you guys have posted up? What is all of this? I'm over here in the Remix Radio group. So we're going to get ready to close out Father Ra Giva, Brother Ra Giva. It's going to be here on Sunday night, and that's what we'll be doing on Sunday night. I have so many other great things for you guys that will be coming up as well, too, that I definitely look forward to sharing with you guys. So stay connected, stay in your work, stay in truth, stay in light. If you get a chance, I want you guys to check out the autobiography of Vidal Sassoon. I want you guys to check that out. So that's gonna be really, really cool. I think you guys will enjoy that so much. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, peace and love to you guys. Peace and love. All right, you guys. Much love, warm spirit. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. I'll see you guys on Sunday night. I'm so excited about that and all the beautiful things to come. And just all of you out there, seen and unseen, I see you peeking in. I see you guys out there. Much love to you. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love, you guys. Until Sunday night. Peace.